It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9985, it's mypigradio.com. Jeff, John, Charlie, and Dr. Matt Young with us this morning. And man,
It's great to have somebody that is in the medical field that knows, so that we can kind of quit going, well, we don't know. He's telling us what we need to know. But Dr. Young, as we were, we talked about it on the Facebook, but let's talk about it for those that are tuning in for the first time on radio. Obviously, on Friday, the Bowie County judge came out with the plea shelter in place, and the timing on that was probably pretty doggone good.
Yeah, we feel that the timing was actually perfect because what we were seeing, we started seeing just a few positive tests start coming back and a few requiring hospitalization. So what we know from the way these other cities, counties have had the COVID-19 attack their counties or cities, that the exponential growth of positives and patient getting sick would quickly happen. And so just from Friday to this morning, and we'll get the count later this morning together, that it's probably doubled or tripled even with the shelter in place. And I have to commend our judges, our mayors, our elected officials, because they asked us collectively in our own specialty, and for me as the public health authority and also as a practicing physician here in town, you know, what do we think of shelter in place? And obviously everyone was for it and thought it was the best thing. So, it was the judge's decision to do this, but it was the right decision. It was made in consultation with all of his leadership. And I can tell you by the numbers doubling or tripling today that it was the right decision. And some of the reason that those numbers have doubled or tripled is, one, many of those tests that we were waiting to come back have finally come back. We are starting to get a little bit more expedient results now that we are getting some tests done. And then we're also seeing patients that we know who have been exposed just from other patients that we are following. And in the emergency operations centers, we're so fortunate to have law enforcement from both sides of the city and the county working together to make sure that we capture those. If somebody turns up positive in the state of Texas, that result goes back to their county and their state where they live. So
if they came from New Orleans, Arhoma County, I don't know what they parish,
right,
whatever.
Right.
Louisiana, but they tested positive here and they're being treated here, it would still count as a positive way down there.
That's right.
But so we've been exposed. So it doesn't reflect in our numbers.
That's right. It does not reflect in our numbers.
But we've already been exposed.
We've been exposed.
So we can come right out and say, there's a whole lot more COVID-19 here than CDC numbers and guidelines and everything kind of let you know.
So when we get
follow this advice,
when the state of Texas gets a positive, say in Arkansas, okay, that goes back to the state of Arkansas. It does not show up like for if it's not in Miller County, it won't show up in Miller County. But say it's in a adjacent county, we still help follow that up. You know, the emergency management operators, Joe Bennett on the Arkansas side, and then Chief Slaughter on the Texas side, make sure that we're following those up. And Lance Hall with the Bowie County side. So we're working together. So we're calling that county and saying, hey, you realize you have a positive. We can help you investigate because we have maybe a few more resources than some of these smaller counties. And then what we're learning, oh, yeah, they were in the Texarkana area. That's where they got tested. And so then we backtrack and say, well, where were you when you got tested? What did you do? You know, a lot of them may work here. Mm-hmm. So then we've got to backtrack that. And so just working very, very hard to decrease and mitigate the exposure.
Not just our healthcare workers, but just the resources they use could easily be overwhelmed.
Oh, absolutely.
How are we doing as far as the, what do you call them, the PPE?
Yeah, the personal protection equipment. So we're still running low. Okay, now we're starting to use it, especially on EMS. We're starting to use universal precautions at hospitals, ERs, and our EMS, and almost as though any patient has it, because somebody in a motor vehicle accident could potentially have it. So what we've got to do is protect our providers, because when they go down, it's going to be hard to take care of everybody.
Yeah, that's what I worry about.
Mm-hmm. Right. If our first responders are sick, then who's we don't have any second mm-hmm. responders.
That's exactly right. So we've got to protect our first responders, our at LifeNet, our EMTs and paramedics, and then again with our volunteer first responders, we've got to protect them, and then firefighters and law enforcement to make sure we're all on the same game plan. And then, of course, the ER is where everybody starts, or it seems as though where everybody usually starts mm-hmm. their care during an emergency. And so so we've got to protect our providers there.
And that's what I want to talk about, the different facilities that we do have here. Got Dr. Matt Young with us, and we're doing our radio thing too, so we got a, you know, radio stuff.
Sure,
play a commercial.
That's right. Well, no, Tim McGraw,
oh,
right now.
Well, that's not a commercial.
We're
going to
be here for a little while.
Yeah.
Waylon Jennings, I ain't living long like this.
Okay, Jeff.
Pass that hand sanitizer.
Oh, here, you need it?
No, listen, okay. I ain't. It is serious.
Well, we use it quite a bit up here.
We do. It's very serious. We got Dr. Matt Young with us in the studio here, and it's we know COVID-19's in our area. We know that the numbers, as CDC puts it out, can be misleading to most folks that aren't reading up and following up and looking at other sources, right? Mm. So where they may see that, oh, there are, let's say, three,
right.
It'll be different today.
We know
it's going to be higher today, but last mm-hmm. official count was like three. In Bowie, three in Bowie, one in Cass, one in Miller.
Two in Cass, one in Miller. Zero in Miller at the time.
But now.
Now,
a positive Friday presumptive. Afternoon, yeah. Maybe a presumptive. Mm-hmm. So you got presumptive, you got positives, you got all of this. And so a lot of folks just aren't sure, and they're panicked. Now, we don't want anybody panicked. But we want you most definitely to understand how serious.
That's right. That's right.
It is extremely serious.
When we say, you know, follow the judge's shelter in place, all we're asking is really protect yourself, protect your friends.
And protect others, too.
That's right. That's right. And so stay at home. Do things there locally at your house with those that you live with. Let's not have parties of greater than 10. Let's make sure that we're doing some strict hand washing and making sure that we're avoiding large social gatherings. And then if we sneeze or cough, do it in the bend of your arm, fist bump or elbow bump.
Yeah, we've been doing elbows.
And then really trying to avoid touching the face. And the reason we say that, because the mucous membranes or your eyes, your nose, and your mouth is where we're going to transfer that and get that to infect us as a person.
Well, we talked about this when we was on Facebook, but we hadn't. If you're at home and you're feeling off, you're feeling bad, you feel like you may have a fever or you're coughing or whatever, differences between cold, flu, and COVID, and when do you know when to call your healthcare provider?
Yeah, so usually we'll just start with, so the pollen's out everywhere right now. You know, usually that's sneezing, runny nose, red eyes, irritation.
Right.
Maybe a little, you know, slight headache.
That's just how she looks.
Yeah. Right. A slight headache and then a cough from the drainage, mm-hmm. but usually not a fever.
Okay.
And usually no real color to the drainage, usually either clear or mm-hmm. a little bit yellow. And then, you know, you start talking about flu, which we're on the backside of the flu season, but it's still here. It's still here.
This might kill it,
right?
Self-isolation.
So, so fever, body aches, and then headaches, cough, congestion, kind of the allergies, but add color to the secretions, a little more yellow, a little more green, add fever, okay? And then we start talking about COVID-19 or the coronavirus, and then what we're saying is fever and then cough, but more importantly, the shortness of breath, shortness of breath at rest,
okay.
And just kind of difficulty catching your breath. And so that's what we're seeing when it really, you know, causes the point that you need to go see your primary provider or go to the hospital.
And you said call them first.
Call them first. Let them know that you're on your way. And then some of them have specific responsibilities for the patient so they can decrease the exposure to the healthcare providers.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. So when you see these kids talking about, oh, well, you know, we're young, we're 30, we're 25. It doesn't affect us or anything. Does that frustrate you?
It does, because we have seen people with COVID-19 who are young and healthy otherwise. And, you know, you can get on social media and look and see that, unfortunately, young, healthy people have died from COVID-19. True. So, and the other component is, remember, you may not have symptoms, but you can be a carrier. So, you know, you're in that age group, and you can take it home to your mother, to your grandmother, to your uncle or aunt, and make them sick and potentially could give them a life or death illness that potentially could have been avoided had you not gotten around to somebody else.
Of course, Jeff's painting with that broad brush he paints with a lot of times. Not all young people. Teenagers, 20s, and things like that are taking this not seriously. Some of them realize how serious it is.
Absolutely. And I think, as you know, with the shelter in place, what we're trying to tell you, just be responsible. Don't go out there and get big gatherings. Stay close with your family. You can go outside and exercise. I mean, if you read the Declaration, you can go hike, go for a walk, go for a bike ride.
Go golf.
Right.
But don't golf in groups of 10.
Right, right. But go with the people that you've already been around.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some close.
You're just limiting contact.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not taking away anybody's freedom in the sense that's not the idea. The idea is to decrease the spread of this disease that we've never seen before. We've never lived something like this through our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to take it seriously. And we've got to realize that a young, healthy person can still be a carrier and can still pass along and then also can still get the disease and potentially die from it. Right.
There's another very scary angle we're going to talk about coming up here in just a minute. Or to me, it is.
Well, if we have to.
And my broad brush, JW. Yeah, yes. An attitude adjustment. Hank Jr.'s on 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Dr. Matt, here's what scares me when I...
I'm sorry. A lot of things scare him, but anyway.
All right, so that commercial about Annabelle, the scary movie, freaked me out. I had a bad dream. I told him about it one time, and I'll never...
Well, go ahead. Ask your question.
Here's the thing. When we start looking at these communities that have been overwhelmed, how easily it can happen. We were talking earlier about first responders and our healthcare providers. Once they were to be infected and they're down and out of the fight till they're better, it's so easy. And you said that we were seeing this as close as Shreveport already, where there aren't enough ventilators, and the healthcare providers may be being infected and they're losing manpower. To me, that's the scary part.
Right. That's why I think we reacted when we reacted. It was not too early. It's the perfect timing in the sense we couldn't have reacted sooner with the shelter in place. But now, please be responsible. Take it seriously, because you're exactly right. We can overwhelm our healthcare system, which is happening in these larger cities very quickly. Easily, and they're having to make life and death situation decisions on who may get a ventilator, who may not be resuscitated.
And
this is changing healthcare and the way we provide healthcare. We're in a pandemic and emergency time in our lives and careers.
It's something never seen before, never dealt with before, in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that scares me, is to start thinking that. I don't know, and this is just out of the blue. There's 40 ventilators, but 60 people need one. Mm-hmm. Which 20 don't get it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Now, I think most folks, you know, as old as JW is over there, he would be like, I'll give it to a youngster.
Yeah.
But he's not able to make that decision at the time. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where you have to call on the ethics committee. And then, you know, if there's not necessarily a committee, you have to make a decision right there.
And that's what I'm saying. There's just not enough time.
Well, we don't want to get to that point.
Right.
And I don't want to get sick. I don't want anybody to die. But I sure don't want to put anybody in that type of position to have to make that decision. Can you imagine?
Well, and then that's what we're looking at. Uh-huh. If we don't follow the social distancing, the less than 10 together, the the good, strict hand washing and making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to.
And make sure you're really as essential as you think you are.
Right, right, right. And again, we're in this for the long haul. There's no reason to overwhelm our grocery stores or areas of what is what we do consider essential needs in our area. We're in it for the long haul. We can take our time and go get there. I mean, they're getting stocked. They're getting their materials there. So let's not panic. Let's realize that this is going to take a while. And let me tell you, all the local officials, all of our leadership team that are helping the judge make these decisions understand small business. We want them to survive. It is a terribly tough time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, you know, that in mind, we've got to do what's right for life and death. And so what's right for life and death is trying to decrease our social interaction.
That's right.
And I know nobody has a crystal ball on this thing, and it's fluid. It changes all the time. Any thoughts on what it'll look like a month from now, April 30th?
Well, and so I think, you know, we'll have to look at that again, because I think the shelter in place stays until April the 13th at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I
do believe. For Bowie County, yeah.
For Bowie County, yeah. And so
you expect Miller County to follow suit?
Well,
that's a law thing. That's
yeah,
Arkansas,
and I think they're trying to the best they can get their citizens to do. And their citizens, I mean, both citizens on both sides of the state are being pretty responsible.
That's got to be a real frustration to, because there's that misunderstanding out there, and people with social media, people are able to blow it up to
not. The governor, I believe, on the state of Arkansas has to make that decision.
Right.
The local
right.
county judge can't, but
right, right.
the local county judge has been very involved in our decision on the Texas side.
And all of them.
Yeah, yeah. We're working together.
I can't cheer you guys enough. I mean, seriously, you, health authority, the mayors, and the judges. Mm-hmm. And then not just that, but you got all your emergency management, mm-hmm. all the EMT people, the way you guys are communicating. This has been a real learning experience.
Oh, absolutely. And so what we will do is, as it gets closer to that time, we'll look at it again and see how we're doing, see what the numbers are doing. Has this slowed the curve? Do we need to slow the curve longer? Because, again, you know, the president changed it till April 30th, I believe.
Yes, he did.
And so, you know, potentially that could come, and that's what I would say, plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
If we plan for it, it won't be a surprise. If we lift it any time sooner, that would be great. But we've got to do what's responsible, what's right,
and
this changes every day.
Yeah, and for Pete's sake, keep in mind, grocery stores essential. They're being restocked. They're going to be there. Don't panic. Hardware stores, fuel outlets, which just what every convenience store has got.
Well, yeah, they all have fuel.
Your smokes, you'll be able to get them. Your medications at pharmacies.
Right.
There's not a lot of change. We're just asking you to help save lives.
Right. And
even more than donating blood ever has.
And we don't want to have any events where everybody can congregate and get together. And so that's
Doc,
the reason.
Stay around, because I want to ask you another question here.
Download.
You're going to ask me about like old movies that we grew up with, like The Car. Y'all remember that?
Yes, I do remember
that. That was kind of scary.
That was a scary movie. Yeah. Yes, it was. It scared me. I went out of that.
Probably 15.
Yeah. And I went out of that theater scared.
Yeah.
The Car and Christine, that was another one that scared me. We got to talking about old movies,
well,
y'all.
Here was Sissy Spacek.
MyPigRadio.com.
One of those.
Yeah, I can't remember which
We've
one.
We've been messing with,
I love those
with Anna about young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Or young Frankenstein. Yeah. You remember that one?
That's a funny one, yeah.
All right, well, hey, we're back with Dr. Matt Young. And see, you can still have your small groups of people and have good times, maybe play some dominoes. We played Monopoly Jenga the other day.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw that. We videoed it.
Who was the winner?
Well, it's terribly embarrassing because
pretty
we
much
all
everybody
it
had one where it fell, so it was kind of a tie.
We were all doing it wrong, so we all really kind of lost. But here's I know you've got to get going and get back to work here, but your thoughts on all of this? I know I've seen it in your face a couple of times on different topics, talking to different people at different events. There's frustrations that have hit you. What has been your biggest frustration in dealing with CDC and
well, and so that's exactly right. So what you realize is we've got to take it seriously. We got to be responsible locally. We cannot rely on anybody else to come and rescue us. So you're responsible for your own actions. And when I say that, again, the social distancing, you know, just getting the tests back have been difficult. Getting the results back, you know, taking on some of these patients initially up to 11 days.
Mm. Yeah, and you're calling and stomping feet.
And we're making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But, you know, again, they can get frustrated too. And so the other component is we want everyone to know, just as you mentioned earlier, it's not about taking away anybody that's rights. It's about doing what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what's right is the social distancing. And again, you know, working together on both sides of the line, both cities, both counties, both states, the judges are working together. And, you know, we collectively helped the judge with his decision. It was ultimately his decision, but all of us were in agreement about the shelter in place on the Texas side. Arkansas side is different. It's got to come from the governor. Remember, the Arkansas side does not have any real true health care inpatient facilities or ERs.
That's right. The hospitals are in Bowie County.
Right, right. So the overwhelming part is that if those get overwhelmed, they're all right here in Bowie County.
Right.
But they're working with us, and people are being responsible. But let's just do the right thing. And please, you know, it is real. It is something that has happened. It's not a hoax.
Have we had any local deaths?
Well, there's been potentially one, and we're just making sure that it comes back and is positive before.
So we're waiting on that result.
Right, right. So
that's one of the ones we're waiting on now.
Right, right. And so the ones that happen before we announce it, we just want to make sure that it's truly a positive and go through it the right way.
Yeah, nobody wants to put out false information, right. but for folks to think that it's really not here, right. That's what. I'll just say it. I every time I see somebody post something silly like that on social media or whatever, I'm just like,
And again, we have to wait on social media because somebody say, you know, my aunt or my grandmother died from COVID-19. Well, there's specific policies and protocols for us to follow to announce that. We can't just announce it because they said so.
The result may not be back.
Right.
So
right.
They may have died as a presumptive case.
Absolutely. They could have had all the symptoms and been tested.
It's confusing.
One of the things that it's kind of a, I don't know, confusing thing for me is the fact that, yeah, and I'm one of those that'll say, yeah, well, the death rate is only so, but at the same time, it is kind of concerning that it seems like every single person that gets this, it's a different effect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like with the flu, mm-hmm. you know, you get it, and mm-hmm. pretty much everybody has the same symptoms.
Right.
But if they're really elderly or underlying condition, it gets. But this thing seems to affect people in just a wide range of nothing at all to mild to, you know, you're dead.
Right. Well, and from what we know, you know, at first we were saying 60 or above with previous health conditions. Mm-hmm. Well, we know it can affect people younger just as serious, put them on the ventilator, and potentially can be deadly for them. So that's exactly right. And what we're learning more and more every day. And so why does it do that? We don't know. We're trying to find out. But what you do know is that social distancing works and that the local officials are doing the right thing to make sure we're taken care of. And as the public health authority, we're trying to be as responsible and trying to be as serious as we can without overreacting. And I think our reactions have been spot on to try to help protect ourselves.
And you guys are not trying to keep information from it. A lot of them will go, you know, he's been more transparent than anybody.
Yeah. Did you see that video where he got all red in the face talking about, oh, we haven't gotten any of those millions we've seen on TV.
Right, I saw you were mad that day, weren't you? It's true. I mean, we still have not gotten all the PPE that the national TV is talking about, or all the, you know, you would think everybody's got a COVID-19 test kit in their back pocket.
I want you to know that you've got a local team that here. That's fighting for you. That's making these phone calls.
Right, and you can't make them get the test results back any quicker than they give them back.
They're being as clear as they can. But where the big confusion is those little numbers. Just because there's only three people that their origin and state was Bowie County doesn't mean that we don't have a dozen being treated.
Because, you know, potentially somebody from Arkansas could be in the hospital.
One last break. Mm-hmm. You got time?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have a local radio show, though. Redneck and Love Making Night, Conway Twitty on 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com.
Here's what I wanted to ask you before you got out of here. Now, it's obvious, and you put it in plain English for us, that social distancing will work. Okay. Here's what I don't want people to get confused about, or, you know, oh, it's not working. You've got that lag of the test finally being taken, the test finally getting back. Then you got maybe this person that spread it to that person that they didn't know about. So over the next couple of weeks, we may continue to see that spike locally. That doesn't mean the social distancing is not working. It just means that you're catching up, right?
That's a reflection of before.
That's a great point. We expect the numbers to rise, and to rise pretty large, and that's an expectation. However, exactly right, social distancing will work. And remember, we just started that not long ago.
That's right.
And so it's already been spread, and, you know, we think anywhere between 3 to 14 days is when you could start showing symptoms after you've been exposed. And so remember, we just started that just recently.
I had somebody try to shake my hand this weekend, and I said, right. Hey, no.
Well, it's difficult for all of us that grew up shaking hands, and that's the way we say hi to each other. That's a sign of respect.
He said to me, he says, "Don't leave me hanging." I said, "Hang in hell, step back."
That's right. So that's when it's time to do an elbow.
But when
bump.
You see these numbers over the next few weeks, and they will go up, don't think, "Oh, see, the social distancing's not working." No.
Just think that those numbers now that we're starting to reflect are from 10 to 12 days, maybe even 2 weeks ago.
There you go.
And so social distancing will work. Mm-hmm. We know that. I think we made the right decision at the right time. If we did it too early, I think everybody would have said that, you know, they're doing it too early. Uh-huh. And we're really trying to protect our family and friends. And when I say that, I mean, citizens here in this area are my family and friends. I mean, you know, all of us.
This is your people.
Right, right. And so the idea is, please listen to us. We're trying to tell you what we know. Prevention is the cure. And the prevention for this is staying away from each other the best we can to decrease the spread, because you may be asymptomatic, not have any symptoms, and be a carrier. Mm-hmm. So stay around the people you're around that have already been around you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's great advice.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Dr. Young, will you please tell everybody back there, I mean, all of our emergents, you guys are meeting all the time and you're staying in constant contact. We appreciate you. And if there's ever anything that we can do up here for you, this is always open to you.
Well, we appreciate that, too. And a shout out to those that are working. I mean, it is impressive to see the amount of cooperation in the Emergency Operations Center, and then see it fan out from there and spread out from there. And I think for the family and friends and the listeners to realize what is actually going on behind the scenes is huge, because there's a lot of work. It's going on all the time to make sure that we're taking best care we can and making the best decisions on the up-to-date material we have to be able to help each other out.
Right. All right, Doc. Thank you so much for coming in here. And again, keep up the good work. Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Stay
He's doing
safe.
That.
We were teasing him on that video earlier. He had lines on his face from wearing masks.
That's right. That's
I tell Jeff all the time. I said, well, he goes, "Wash your hands after every interaction." It's like, well, I don't take any soap and water with me on the road, but I do have this stuff here called hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer, as long as it's got greater than 60% alcohol in it, will work fine.
Check
it.
Yeah, make sure it's got over 60%. Otherwise, I'm just putting a bunch of stuff on my hands for nothing.
Oh, no, but it's got vitamin E, so
you're
good.
All right.
We're going to – you've heard of Labasol before?
Mm-hmm.
You have, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Labasol is made out of 190-proof alcohol.
Uh-huh.
It's a pure grain alcohol, rectified grain alcohol. But there is an actual specific – you know, they have like a debutante blend of Everclear now, right? It's only like 120 proof. But you get that 190 proof.
The doc's looking at this. Is this good?
70%.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So you're good.
If you get some Everclear, 195 or 190 proof, 95% alcohol by volume, take you a spray bottle, 30% Everclear, 20% distilled water.
Uh-huh.
That's Labasol.
Oh, okay.
It will kill any virus, bacteria. Am I wrong?
Start your car.
Or I could just buy this instant hand sanitizer.
And lay you down. If you can find some somewhere, buy it and pick me up some too.
Liquor
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for having me on.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you, Doc.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.